3. The sign on the flaking green door said homicide, and underneath, on a hand-printed name card, Captain Peterson. He turned out to be a stiff, burly man with close-cropped gray hair and a terse manner. He came around the desk to shake hands with me, and I noticed he had a limp in his right leg. He made no effort to hide it. If anything, he exaggerated it, allowing his toe to scrape loudly over the floor. Cops, like soldiers, can be proud of their infirmities. You knew Peterson hadn't received his in an auto accident. I was trying to determine the cause of Peterson's injury and had decided that it was probably a bullet wound. Rarely does anyone get cut with a knife in the calf, when he stuck out his hand and said, "I'm Captain Peterson." "John Barry." His handshake was hearty, but his eyes were cold and inquiring. He waved me to a chair. "The sergeant said he hadn't seen you around before, and I thought I ought to meet you. We know most of the criminal lawyers in Boston."
"Don't you mean trial lawyers?"
"Of course," he said easily. "Trial lawyers." He looked at me expectantly. I said nothing at all. A short silence passed. Then Peterson said, "Which firm do you represent?"
"Firm?"
"Yes."
"I'm not a lawyer," I said, "and I don't know what makes you think I am."
He pretended to be surprised.
"That's not the impression you gave the sergeant."
"No?"
"No. You told him you were a lawyer."
"I did?"
"Yes,"
Peterson said, placing his hands flat on his desk. "Who says so?"
"He says so."
"Then he's wrong."
Peterson leaned back in his chair and smiled at me, a very pleasant, let's not get all excited smile.
"If we had known you weren't a lawyer, you'd never have been allowed to see Lee."
"That's possible. On the other hand, I was not asked for my name or my occupation, nor was I asked to sign in as a visitor."
"The sergeant was probably confused."
"That's logical," I said, "considering the sergeant."
Peterson smiled blankly. I recognized his type. He was a successful cop.